Hi everyone, welcome back to the RHS podcast.
I'm Chloe Tomaszewski.
I'm Grace McCoy.
And I'm Chloe Bano.
Today we are going to be interviewing Jackson Vargo and McKinley Colville from theater.
And our second interview is with the social media team of Side Leadership, Ryan Palmer, Lola Savanya, and Mia Morocco.
And let's get on with the video.
All right, welcome McKinley and Jackson to our podcast studio. What do you guys think?
I love it.
It's really nice.
It's awesome. So cute. Love the little decorations.
It's really cozy.
Yeah.
All right. So our first little thing to do is our little lightning round. So.
Okay. All
right.
Okay, so first off, what is your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, good choice. All right, what is your dream vacation?
Anywhere in Europe, really. I'd love to go there.
I agree.
Yeah, kind of like that, but like Greece, maybe.
Okay,
what is your favorite movie?
I think right now is Goodfellas.
Ooh. Good one.
Mine's The Goonies.
Okay. If you were an article of clothing, what would you be?
I think I'd be a flannel. I think that just makes sense.
All right, that makes sense.
I would be a pair of Crocs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably tie-dye.
Yeah. I'm wearing tie-dye Crocs right now.
Perfect.
There you go.
If you could be any fictional character, who would you be?
This was the hard one. I don't know. Harry Potter comes to mind right now.
That makes sense.
I feel like I would be any character in Tulldrum Island.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one.
Now we're going to get into the interview. So tell us what role you have in the theater program.
We're starting with me. I play Wayne Hopkins. He is the lead in the show, and I'm also the secretary.
I am the stage manager in theater and also the president.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the cast is currently doing and what's going to come up?
Yeah, so the show called Puffs, and it's got a much longer name that I can't remember at the exact moment, but it's about a very specific magical world that we can't exactly say, or else we're going to get sued by J.K. Rowling.
Perfect.
So where the cast is right now, we are just starting blocking, which is just like figuring out where everything is and just making sure that once we are on stage, we know where we're going and what to do. Mm-hmm. We haven't like gotten off book yet. We don't have our lines memorized, but that's coming up soon.
Awesome. Nice. All right, and then McKinley, where's the crew at currently and what's coming up for them?
So basically, we're in the construction aspect of crew. So we're building the whole set, doing platforms, doors, that sort of thing. And basically trying to build quick enough to get them on the stage so that they can learn their lines. And then after construction, we'll paint the set, dress the set with props, and we'll be good to go.
Fun.
Sweet.
So what is your best part of your role?
I think just how much fun it is to be with the cast, because, I mean, I love everyone who's a part of it. So being able to just be around them and do something I love around them is just, it's awesome.
Great answer.
I love being able to be around both cast and crew. So I go to rehearsals and then I also go to the crew days. So I get to see creativity expressed in two different ways, like one through performance and one through building and painting and, you know, using your hands and stuff.
Awesome.
Sweet. Okay, so why should people join theater?
You shouldn't.
It's a very, like, open community where everybody can be whoever they are, like, everybody's extremely nice, and it's just, like I said, it's a lot of fun, so if you're considering it, do it. We're gonna, you, do it.
I think that everyone's able to express themselves in whatever way suits them the best, so there's a place for everyone in theater, and there's something that you'll enjoy.
All right, so plug all the upcoming events this year. Get us excited. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, so Puffs is November 16th, 17th, and 18th. That's our most recent thing. And then the musical Big Fish isn't until March, but still, get excited for that because that's going to be a really good show.
Yes.
We also have Cabaret Night where everyone gets to do like solos, duets, group performances, singing, dancing, acting. And then we usually have a one-act night too. That should be fun. And the dates are tentative.
Yeah.
Also, follow Boys in the Back on Instagram because that's where a lot of the information comes from. It's not exactly like main, like run by people. I don't know what I'm saying.
It's
run by students.
Me and Jay Varg run it.
It's me, Chloe T, Joey Pascal, mm-hmm. and
Bella Doyle.
Bella Doyle, yes. Mm-hmm. We all run it. That's where you can get a lot of news about upcoming theater things and see where everybody is. Yep.
Also follow at RHS Theater Officers, because just like Jackson said, it's a little more informational. His is pretty funny. Mine's more just the information you need to know, dates and stuff like that. So follow that on Instagram and Twitter. Sweet.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you guys so much for coming on to the podcast. We have some bracelets for you guys. Let's say recognizing RHS on them.
Oh my god. Rep the brand, guys. Get yourself a bracelet.
Yep.
I'm going to put it on right now.
My wrist is
never coming off.
Never. Yeah. All right, thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having
us.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Welcome Ryan, Lola, and Mia to our studio.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about what your side leadership team does?
So what do? Well, our main job is to highlight all the social media teams at SIDE. Sometimes we get sidetracked, though, because, like, obviously, I run the TikTok, Instagram.
I run the Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah. I run the Instagram.
But with the TikTok page, you know, we highlight, you know, Care Closet, every leadership team. But obviously, we get sidetracked with the last TikTok being Hot Topics, a little controversial. It was fun.
Okay, so what is your favorite part of your job?
Honestly, making the videos, making it everything is honestly fun for me, because, like, eventually I want to do that in college, like, make digital media kind of stuff. I don't know, it's just fun making videos and getting around the campus and just seeing new people.
You are all athletes, so tell us what you play.
I play soccer, basketball, and lacrosse.
I play soccer.
Track and field.
Okay. So do you guys have any advice about balancing your sports and your schoolwork?
As a student athlete, all year round, I tend to just get all my schoolwork done before I even have practice, so then I don't have to worry about it later.
Yeah, going off of that, I think time management is very important too. I personally like bring all my homework to away games and such like that, or like I'll have a planner and figure out what I have to do, so like I don't have to worry about balancing my schoolwork with my athletics. Yeah.
So I would try to like manage my study halls and try to get my work done there. But sometimes, you know, that didn't always work out. So I'd get home late from like practice or like a meet. And then I'd end up like trying to cram the night before. Then I would lose sleep. So by the time like the next day, you know, I'd get my homework done, but I'd be a little tired for the next practice. And then I'd have a worse practice. I'd be running slow. And then it's a repeat. So I got to get better at that.
All right.
Tell us a little bit about SIDE and why younger students should join.
I think younger students should join because it increases their leadership skills.
I think younger students should join because it increases the engagement around the school. We get to do lots of different activities with lots of different people.
I think younger students should join because, you know, you might find out that you're a natural leader and we need more leaders in the world. Obviously, it also works on helping communication skills, which is vital for your career and life.
Of course.
Sweet. Where should everyone go to see your accounts?
For Instagram, you go to Riverside Leadership.
For Twitter, you go to SIDE Leadership.
Follow RHS Beavers on TikTok. We're almost at 1K. Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Get them to live streams.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you guys so much for joining us. We have some bracelets for you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
We appreciate you taking your time out of your day.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for watching or listening. You can find us on Instagram at RecognizingRHS.
And find our other episodes on YouTube, Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts.
And thank you to all of our sponsors, Sidewalk Cafe, Smoothie King, and Max Strength Fitness.
Thanks for watching.
Bye!